Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We bless God for giving us another privilege to see another new day. Today is the 16th day of the month of December, year 2021. God has been so faithful. God has been so wonderful. God has been so mighty. We appreciate you. We give you glory. We magnify your name, Lord, because you are awesome. You are great. You are kind. There is no one like you. We lift up your name. We say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Father, for your protection. Thank you for your care. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the extension of your grace over our lives. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you will do. Thank you for showing forth your hand of power. Thank you for releasing your grace upon our lives. We give you all glory. We give you all adoration. Thank you so much. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. God has been using this prayer program to deliver many people, to liberate people from captivity, to heal, and also to set people free. We bless the name of the Lord for what God has been doing. And we pray that God will do more in your life in Jesus' name. Don't forget, the Bible says, pray without ceasing. The season we are now is a season we must be ardent to prayers. We must pray without ceasing. We must pray without relenting. We must pray without fainting. It's a moment that we must pray on a daily basis. Our prayer must be very, very, very constant. And I know that God will strengthen us, because prayer is a battle. Prayer is not easy for the flesh, but the grace and the power of God will come upon everyone who listens to me, and you'll be able to pray and pray through in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, I want you to know that God will visit you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have joined us for the first time, this program come over between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. And the Lord will use this program to bless you and bless your household in Jesus' name. I appreciate all those who have spread this information, who have shared this voice audio with their friends. And it has always been a benefit to all those who have prayed the prayer. And my joy is many are liberated. A lot of testimony coming to us every day of the finger of God in operation. You are going to have your testimony right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I see somebody joining us today. The Lord said, I should tell you, within 7 days, your story will change, and it will change from this level to a very great level in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's begin to appreciate the Lord and worship the Lord. Give God the glory. Lift up your two hands as you sing unto him. I will praise thee, O my Savior. I will praise thee, O my Savior. I will praise thee, O my Savior. I will praise thee forevermore. Hallelujah. I will praise thee, O my Savior. I will praise thee, O my Savior. I will praise thee, O my Savior. I will praise thee forevermore. Thank you, Father. There are prayers I want you to pray, and pray this prayer aggressively. Wear the garment of a warrior as you pray now. Say, spiritual prison, release my destiny. There is something we know in the realm of the spirit known as spiritual prison. You need to pray very well now. Don't forget that we are spiritual beings. Spiritual prison, release my destiny. In the name of Jesus, spiritual prison, release my destiny. In the name of Jesus, spiritual prison, release my destiny. Release my destiny. Release my destiny. Release my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, cages from the coven, break by fire. In the name of Jesus, cages from the coven, break by fire. In the name of Jesus, cages from the coven, break by fire. Break by fire. In the name of Jesus, cages from the coven, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, we say, every captivity in my life, there, in the name of Jesus, every captivity in my life, there, in the name of Jesus, every captivity in my life, there, in the name of Jesus, every captivity in my life, There, in the name of Jesus, every captivity in my life, there, in the name of Jesus, every captivity in my life, there, in Jesus' name, say, strong God of fear, I pull you down, in the name of Jesus, strong God of fear, I pull you down, I pull you down, I pull you down, in Jesus' name. Don't forget, fear is not from God. Fear is a spirit. Fear is a torment. Say, strong God of fear, I am not your candidate. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Strong God of fear, I am not your candidate. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Strong God of fear, I am not your candidate. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Strong God of fear, I am not your candidate. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Strong God of fear, I am not your candidate. Scatter by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, satanic diversion of my destiny. There, in the name of Jesus, satanic diversion of my destiny. There, in the name of Jesus, satanic diversion of my destiny. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus, satanic diversion of my destiny. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus, satanic diversion of my destiny. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, I shall not be a victim in the field of battle. God shall make me a champion. I will not go down. I receive strength to possess my possession. My Father uphold me to the end in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, oh God, my Father, make me too hot for the enemy to undo in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, make me too hot for the enemy to undo in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, make me too hot for the enemy to undo in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, make me too hot for the enemy to undo in Jesus' name. Pray. Somebody was shot in the dream and you are hearing me now. I command the arrow that was fired to your body, the bullet fired to your body, to go back to the sender now. Let it get out of your body. I command that bullet, get out of that body. Get out of that body. Go back to your sender. Go back to your sender. Go back to your sender. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, powers waiting for the hours of the night to oppress me. In the name of Jesus, powers waiting for the hours of the night to oppress me. In the name of Jesus, powers waiting for the hours of the night to oppress me. In Jesus' name, plantation of darkness in my body, troubling my life, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of darkness in my body, troubling my life, be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, plantation of darkness in my body, troubling my life, be uprooted by fire, be uprooted by fire, be uprooted by fire. Plantation of darkness in my body, troubling my life, be uprooted by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray this prayer very well. Satanic judgment. Shout it again. Satanic judgment. Pronounce against my star. Lose your hold. There, in the name of Jesus, satanic judgment. Pronounce against my star. Lose your hold. There, in the name of Jesus, satanic judgment. Pronounce against my star. Lose your hold. Lose your hold. Lose your hold. There, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Yesterday, we tried to, pray over the lecture we've had. And today, I'm going to take you through another route. And I want you to listen very well. I'm taking you through another realm. I'll be talking on the dream world. There is a world called the world of the dream. When men slept, the Bible says, his enemy came and saw a tear among the wheat and moved on his way. When men slept. There is something we know as the dream world. The world of the dream. It is very pertinent, very important, that you as a child of God must understand your dream. In these last days, you must understand the code and the symbols that are being used in the dream. You must understand the dream by the Spirit of the Lord. You must understand what your dream is saying. You must take note of your dream on a daily basis, because dreams will not tell you lies. Dreams will reveal all to you what had happened, what is happening, and what is about to come. God can speak to people through dreams. God can warn people and guide people through dreams. Look at Job chapter 33, verse 15. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep fall upon men, in slumbering upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men. He openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction. Meaning that in the dream, God can open our ears and give us instruction. God can pass information to us in the dream. And information was passed to Joseph, the father of Jesus, in the dream, in Matthew chapter 2, that we have to carry this child away from here because they are seeking to take his life. So God can speak to us in the dream. The devil also tried to come into our dream life to plant evil, to manipulate our dream, to attack our dream life, to convert our dream to battlefield. And that is why your prayer power must be very, very hot in these last days. When you have a regular dream, you must give that kind of dream a proper attention. That is, when you have a repeated dream, your dream had repeated twice, thrice, two times, three times, you must give that kind of dream an attention. It's telling you something. You must understand what that dream is saying. You must get the knowledge of that dream and pray very well against that dream if it's not from God, or pray to scatter it. A woman had a dream, and in her dream, her wedding gown was burnt. Somebody brought out armor and was using that armor to crush the wedding gown. She did not understand that her marriage is under threat. She did not understand that the enemy is battling with that marriage, until she began to face some strengthening in that marriage. The husband will lock himself inside the room, not coming out. Just stay inside the room for years, inside the room, not coming out. They will give the husband the food. They will put the food at the door of the room. He will open it, take the food, eat it, and drop it back. That thing had happened while the woman was in a dream, but she did not know what to do. You must understand how to arrest your dream. Listen to me very well. Dreams can be manipulated. Transaction can take place in dream. The dream world is a deep world. It's a world of the spirit. Understand that we are spirit beings. In the dream world, it's your spirit that is working. It's your spirit that is working. It's your spirit that is transacting. It's your spirit that is moving around. Your body is resting. Instruction can be given to you in the dream. Transaction can take place in the dream. Covenant can be established in the dream. Initiation can take place in the dream. Manipulation can take place in the dream. A curse can be pronounced upon somebody in the dream. Judgment can be released upon somebody in the dream. Somebody can be summoned through dream. Marriage can be contracted in the dream. We call it demonic marriage. Marriage between a human being and spirit being, which people call spirit husband and spirit wife. Someone can be dragged to the court in a dream. Defilement can occur in a dream. A spiritual exchange of glory and star can happen in a dream. Somebody can be ejected in a dream. Buying and selling can take place in a dream. The dream world is like a physical world. We have to take it seriously. We have to take our dream world seriously. is another world entirely, where things are going on the way they are going on in the physical. So when God open your eye to see into the world of the dream, it is like open the window to see another world. And whatever goes on in that place has about 95% or 100% effect upon you as human being. That is why in this section I've started with you now, you have to take note of your dream. You have to understand something we call the dream world. The world where dreams are the world of the dreams. The world of the dream. The dream world. The world where you must understand what goes on within you. The world where lives are controlled. The world where the devil will try to penetrate. But I'm telling you, you must get ready. If you are listening to me, you don't have any dream, it is terrible. For you not to dream, it's like that person is dead. Because everything going on behind you in the realm of the spirit, you are not aware. And it can be very disastrous. You must understand what goes on in the realm of the spirit. And God has given us the easiest way, and that is the way of the dream. Please, if you are not having it, if you are not dreaming, you have to go for deliverance. Go for deliverance, or you pray aggressively that your dream life must be released. Anyone who is not dreaming at all, that fellow had been caged. The spirit man has been arrested. The spirit man has been imprisoned. The dream life has been withdrawn. And they've wiped away many things from the memory of the spirit man of the fellow. That is why they've not allowed him or her. But when you pray aggressively, or you join us in this prayer, your dream life will come back. Then you see a lot of things that you have missed. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. I'm going to stop there today. I want you to confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to show you mercy. Tell the Lord to come into your situation. Tell the Lord to take control. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now I want you to get a bottle of oil. If you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this bottle of oil. We thank you for this bottle of water. We pray that the blood of Jesus will enter into the oil and into the water. The power of deliverance will mix with the oil and the water. The anointing of the Holy Ghost will enter into this oil and this water, and they shall carry the power of deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Drink a little. Aha. Then you pray this prayer very well now. As we go into this deep prayer, say, the evil that was planted into my life in the dream, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. The evil that was planted into my life in the dream, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. The evil that was planted to my life in the dream, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. The evil that was planted to my life in the dream, come out by fire in Jesus' name. Say, my dream life, wake up in the name of Jesus. My dream life, wake up, 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 wake up in the name of Jesus. My dream life, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Where in Jesus' name we pray. That prayer is a very strong prayer. Take the oil and anoint your head. Shout it again. Say, my spirit man, wake up in the name of Jesus. My spirit man, wake up now, wake up now, wake up now, wake up now, wake up now in Jesus' name. Pray. Don't forget, the first one is my dream life, wake up. Second one is my spirit man. Why? Because we are spirit being. You are a spiritual being. You are a spirit being. You live inside the body and you have a soul. Your spirit man is very strong. My spirit man, wake up in the name of Jesus. My spirit man, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up now, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up in the name of Jesus. You, my spirit man, I command you to wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up in Jesus' name. Pray. If you are here, you are not having dream at all. When you pray that prayer aggressively for about 7 days, you'll find that they will release your dream life immediately. My spirit man, wake up in the name of Jesus. My spirit man, wake up, 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 wake up in Jesus' name. Anoint your chest now. You are going to mention your name now. Say, Emmanuel,
Wake up in the name of Jesus. Emmanuel, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Mention your name and command your destiny to wake up. Emmanuel, wake up, 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 wake up. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to touch your belly button with just the oil. Liskupra katakata. Say yoke of ancestral power. Yoke of ancestral power in my life. There, in the name of Jesus, yoke of ancestral power in my life. There, now, there, in the name of Jesus, yoke of ancestral power. There, in the name of Jesus, yoke of ancestral power. There, in Jesus' name, praise him. My Father, deliver me from ancestral spirit. In the name of Jesus, my Father, deliver me from ancestral spirit. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. In Jesus' name, please say, my Father, deliver me from ancestral prison. In the name of Jesus, my Father, deliver me from ancestral prison. In the name of Jesus, my Father, deliver me from ancestral spirit. Ancestral prison. In Jesus' name, say, ancient serpent of my father's house, let me go in the name of Jesus. Ancient serpent, still put your hand on your belly button. Ancient serpent of my father's house, let me go, 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 let me go. Ancient serpent of my father's house, let me go, let me go, let me go, let me go. In Jesus' name, pray. Your hand still on your belly button. Say, my placenta in the cover of witchcraft, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. My placenta in the coven of witchcraft, come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name we pray. Unfortunately, many people, they do not know how to handle the placenta of their children. They will take placenta and throw it inside the river. Some will flush it, some will bury it. These are not the right way to handle placenta at all. Some will even not know, they will just go and keep it in one line. Some will take it and throw it back to on the bush, throw it inside the bush. Some will put it in the dustbin and the dog will go there and swallow it. Some will send it to the village. Some will drop it at the T-junction. These are dangerous way of handling placenta, and that this can make the destiny of that child to be caged. Pray this prayer very well. My placenta in the captivity of the coven, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. My placenta in the captivity of the coven, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. My placenta in the captivity of the coven, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, say placenta bondage arresting my progress. There, in the name of Jesus, placenta bondage arresting my progress. There, in the name of Jesus, placenta bondage arresting my progress. There, in Jesus' name, pray. If you have not know how to handle placentas, then you have to listen to one of my brokers. I have given the details of how to handle placenta in one of my brokers, so that you can probably retreat back to that one and understand it very well, because this will always help you your children, they will be giving birth, and then many things will be happening, and you yourself may be giving birth at the same time, and you know that you must handle it very well. What has happened to you must not happen to your children. The bondage you suffer, your children must not suffer it. I pray that the Lord will deliver us in Jesus' name. Spiritual ignorance is a very deadly thing. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. May the Lord deliver us from spiritual ignorance and damage that spiritual ignorance in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will set us free, and the yoke of darkness shall never tie us down again. The Lord will move us forward. The yoke of the enemy shall be broken. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. Beloved, I want you to just anoint your hand as I pray. Father, let this hand prosper. Let the yoke of darkness in this hand be broken. And let this hand receive deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Your legs shall move forward. Your legs shall not be caged. In Jesus' name we pray. All prayer requests presented here, Lord, answer them by fire. Visit all the prayer requests and give them miracle of come and see before the end of this year. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I pray for as many of people who are looking forward to one miracle, one testimony or the other. You want to get married, you are looking forward that God will bless you with marital breakthrough. You want to get children, you are looking forward that God should bless you with children. You have a property you want to sell. The Holy Ghost will visit you now. A part of the IS will come upon you. The yoke of childlessness shall be broken. The yoke of singlehood shall be broken. The power of God shall come upon the property you want to sell. And there shall be testimony. The Lord will move your destiny forward. All business that are tied down, I command you to be released now. Yes, all the business and finances of people tied down, all the money that are tied down, all the business that are tied down, I command them now. Be released, be released, release, 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 release in the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Father. I can see a document being released now. Beautiful. Yes. Somebody's expecting a permanent residence. The Lord said I should tell you that by the middle of January 2022, it's going to be released. That's wonderful. Your enemy shall surrender. Your testimony shall appear. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In case you have testimony you want to share with us, get it across to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. B1 Close, 7th Avenue, First Town. B1 Close, 7th Avenue, First Town. Aha. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. Beloved, don't forget to read Psalm 91 and don't forget to take your time to praise God. It's well with you in Jesus' name.